We're back. We're with Don Rogers and the Apossibilities, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style.
When you started playing music, was it acoustic music that you started with?
Yes. Very first thing was acoustic guitar. I learned a few tunes off of it, including a song that my grandfather wrote called the Rocky Road Blues that ended up getting recorded by Bill Monroe. And he did it as a country blues style tune that my dad learned from him when he was a kid and passed on to me. It's one of the first things I learned on guitar. And then when I was a teenager, my dad got a banjo, good bluegrass banjo, and I went to town and took lessons off of this great old hard-nosed bluegrass banjo teacher, learned that style, and really got into that pretty heavy.
You rebelled musically a little bit later in life when you were all grown up?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, both whether or not it's rebellion and both whether or not I grew up is up for debate. No, there is a good story, though, about that. I started playing electric guitar when I was in college. My brother had this pretty ragged old PV guitar, and I had a little amp, and I would turn it up and play and make noise and try to play, you know, ZZ Top songs or something. And my dad yelled at me from the bottom of the stairs one day, "Turn that stuff down." And so I started playing an old-time tune on the distorted electric guitar. That was my really only sign of rebellion, act of rebellion.
Today I sat out and had a little listening party, a COVID listening party, so I was listening all by myself back in my backyard, and everything was acoustic. And you're playing many of those songs tonight electrically.
That's right.
Why is it that you didn't record so many of these songs electrically?
My obsessions alternate between acoustic guitar, electric guitar, fiddle, and mandolin. And, you know, you can't do them all at the same time, or I would, you know.
Can plug them all. They all can be plugged in.
Right, but you can't get the whole nitty-gritty of it all. I really had an image for that Winetown record. That was what it turned out to be. I'm really happy with how it turned out. My daughter played with me on that. Old friend Roddy Puckett played bass on that, and my good friend Jesse Wells played fiddle on that record. The other thing is, Jesse and I had been playing a lot of those songs together in our band, Kentucky Wild Horse, so we didn't have to rehearse that stuff at all. We just kind of went in and laid it down. Well, I'm a Kentuckian. I'm from the South. But you won't hear hate coming from my mouth. Unless it's aimed at greed, or maybe hate itself. And I believe in a commonwealth. I'm from this place, and that's how I was raised. I'm a Kentuckian. The people in my life knew how to love. They see a man fall down and then they'd help him up. Sometimes they would say harsh things, but it wasn't that they didn't care. And they'd sure get mad at the people who didn't want to treat folks fair. And I still hear ringing in my ear the words of those Southerners. South, but you won't hear hate coming from my mouth unless it's aimed at greed or maybe hate itself. I believe in a commonwealth. I'm from this place, and that's how I was raised. I'm a Kentuckian. It's true that there was hate around, but the people around me didn't want to try to bring folks down. They would show respect to the people that would come around. It didn't make a difference, poor, black, or brown. And I still see, looking over me, the eyes of those Southerners. I'm from the South, but you won't hear hate coming from my mouth unless it's aimed at greed or maybe hate itself. I believe in a commonwealth. I'm from this place, and that's how I was raised. That's how I was raised. I'm a Kentuckian. guess I'm from this place. And that's how I was raised. I'm a southerner. I was really raised in the 80s listening mostly to what country music was on the radio. That's always kind of running in the background in some weird, twisted way. If you ever listen to some of that stuff, it's, you know, it can be kind of painful sometimes.
Well, but I don't know.
There's some good stuff, and there's some stuff that's just kind of weird. So, but then I started listening to a lot of rock and roll when I was in high school. You know, pretty much everything from The Who, Zeppelin, Southern Rock, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band, all that kind of stuff. And then I really got hooked on the Allman Brothers Band when I was in college and really dug deep into that stuff. And at that point, I was starting to play a lot of guitar and learning stuff, and then got just as hooked on the music of the Grateful Dead and all the sort of splinter groups that came out of that. And a lot of the other sort of Bay Area psychedelic stuff like Quicksilver Messenger Service and Big Brother and Holding Company and all of that stuff really I was attracted to. And I was also learning Doc Roberts tunes at the same time. So Doc Roberts was a great old-time Kentucky fiddle player that my friend John Haird introduced me to his music when I was a young man. And so all that stuff sort of swirled together in a band that we had called the Green Jeans that my friend Roddy Puckett and his brother Todd, who we lost just a few months ago, the three of us created that band together. And it was a rock band. We were playing rock music. So we played all kinds of stuff, just covers of Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers, Neil Young, all just tons of stuff, you know, and we wrote stuff. We composed lots of instrumental music and so forth. And then if you speed up to about 8 years ago or so, my friend Danny Williams, who played in the new Kentucky String Ticklers with me, decided to put together an Allman Brothers tribute. A whole group of us got together and learned that music in detail and created a band called the Almond Butter Band. Actually, the last live gig that I played was with that band back in March. So Brandon and Josh are both full-time members of that band. So Brandon and I were raised on the same kind of stuff, not at the same time, but that whole jam band stuff, especially the old stuff.
Yeah.
And Josh and John and Anna are all also very into that stuff. We're jamming together. We're jamming a lot of that stuff. So we kind of have a vision for sort of psychedelic, hillbilly, Kentucky, swirling kind of fusion of stuff. Joe Heisel had a Mercury. We used to go out and give it hell. He in that fine Capri and me in my black Chevelle. We was driving too fast down 2 mile pike. I saw his lights when I first left town. Then I lost him after a mile or two. So I stopped and I turned around. And as I was coming over Bowamazon Hill, I could see him standing there. He and his buddy with that look on their face, all four wheels in the air. If you hit that hill and you hit it right, them American cars would take flight. We were just trying to get off of the ground. Break them ropes and chains that held us down. Skidded at the top of the hill, couple hundred feet and he stopped. All we could do was just thank the Lord, find a phone and call the cops. There was a force inside of us coming alive and we really didn't know what for. We were caught between childhood's dream and knocking on heaven's door. But Joe had the character and the strength to wrestle that bad beast down. He was the salt of the earth, he was a man of peace when his life got off of the ground. If you hit that hill and you hit it right, them American cars. am trained as a counselor. I'm trained as a psychologist, mm-hmm. and I did counseling for many years. I have managed programs for several years now, so I don't do much counseling, but I manage programs that provide lots of counseling and other treatment services through our community behavioral health system here called New Vista that serves Lexington and the surrounding 16 counties around Fayette County. So we provide a lot of services here in Central Kentucky.
That's a huge area. Do you find yourself on the road a lot with that job?
I find myself on the Zoom screen.
Oh, right. How about prior to COVID?
There was a time that I was on the road a lot, and then just stuff kind of accumulates at the regional office that I work at that has kept me in the office a lot more than I'd like to be. I love being out on the road in all these great little towns where we have clinics and programs.
Listen to a lot of music when you're driving?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet. What's been the best part of the COVID routine?
Well, the silver lining for me personally has been, I think for a lot of folks personally, has been that our houses and homes have become places of industry and creativity on that local sort of family level, rather than places to just sort of a station to go sleep and eat. One of my favorite things about the pandemic is there's a yeast shortage, a bread yeast shortage, because so many people are baking. That's a great thing that people are actually making stuff in their houses. They're actually working together as families. For us, both of my daughters were home for months for the first time since they were kids. We got to spend a lot of quality time together. The other thing is I recorded a record when I was at home. I have some home studio equipment and started playing around with that and realized that I was getting some pretty good sounds. And I actually have up on Spotify a little record called Through This Storm. That is just me and a guitar, and my friend Anna here helped me sort of spiff that up and put it out there for the public.
I did see that.
Yeah, listen to it. It's just me and a guitar. A lot of instrumental stuff, me and acoustic guitar. Evil deeds, horses beaten through the fallen leaves. They were told there was gold at the house on Miller's Creek. Old man Townsend and his wife got down, the guns got ready to fight. The children went running to the hills and they did not speak. They watched as the gunshot blast rang out from the ragged soldiers to the old log house. Then the old man appeared with his gun above his head. He could see his wife laying on the floor, warm red blood running out the door. A ball from a rebel's gun had struck her dead. Warm blood runs down Townsend Mountain. Blood runs cold out of Townsend Cave. Get my guns and I'll search till I find them. Then I'll lay their evil bodies in their grave. Well, the air was cold and the ground was damp. I was wet and hungry in a Union camp when I got the news about the murder at my home. The youngest of all of the Townsend boys, I could close my eyes and hear the voice of Mom and Dad, so I set out all alone. Found the men I was looking for, corrupted soldiers of a brutal war. I hunted them down and took them out to Townsend Cave. Took them all down one by one, not a man left standing, not a loaded gun. I drug them outside and laid them in a shallow grave. In the Winchester jail, a man named Stevens, arrested in town for unknown reasons, was the last of the men that I was looking for. I took Took him to a place just outside of town. I cursed him and I beat him and I shot him down. In peace, my folks will rest forevermore. A warm blood runs down Townsend Mountain. Blood runs cold out of Townsend Cave. Get my guns and I'll search till I find them.
We would like to thank Don Rogers and the Apossibilities for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help in making our production happen each and every week. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, folks, we got to get back to one more tune from Don Rogers and the Apossibilities. So glad you guys could be with us. We had a great time tonight. Thanks.
The junkyard man has good times when the poor man has hard times. Transmissions, radiators, brake lines. For the junkyard man means dollar signs. Well, it's greasy hands, bloody knuckles, strip threads, tires showing metal where there were treads. A grease monkey's money on an oil pan means a T-bone steak for the junk man. Yeah, the junk man, the junk man. When the people get the blues, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junk. There's transmission fluid in the bare dirt. In the back of the seat window there's a dirty shirt. Weeds growing up through the wheel wells. He'll crush everything that he can't sell. There's dried up blood on the dashboard and a handful of change laying in the floor. Young people die before they should, but them rear quarter panels look pretty good. Yeah, the junk man, the junk man. When the people get the blues, he gets a new pair of shoes. But the poor man, he's on the junk plan. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junkyard. His alternator quit and his car died. Now he's got no money for his sweetheart, cause he spent it all down at the junkyard. Yeah, the junkyard man has good times when the poor man has hard times. His transmissions, radiators, brake lines. For the junkyard man means dollar signs. Yeah, the junk man, the junk land. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junkyard. The recession hits him hard and he's down at the old junkyard.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.